位长辈兄姐都能够把握这个机会，早上就来到教会。
Oh, thank God that all of us are able to take this opportunity to come.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
And I would kneel down to pray.
我们祈求神的灵带领今天的聚会。
We ask the Spirit of God to guide our this morning service.
那我们早上也有举行洗礼。
And this morning we'll have a baptism.
我们在祷告当中也恳求神的圣灵亲自带领。
In our prayers, let us ask God to guide our baptism.
让圣礼今天的圣礼都能够一切顺利，按照主的旨意来进行。
So that we can have a successful baptism according to the will of God.
同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.
哈利路亚！愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐。时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
May the grace, peace of God be with us constantly.
小弟今天早上我们继续再以从福音书看耶稣的这个题目来做互相的勉励。
This morning I would like to use the topic looking at Jesus through the gospel books as our mutual encouragement.
好，我们请翻开到启示录。
Let's turn to Revelations.
启示录的第四章
Revelation chapter 4
启示录的第四章
Revelation chapter 4
第六节到第八节
Verse 6 to 8
启示录四章第六节
Revelation chapter 4 verse 6 to 8
宝座前好像一个玻璃海如同水晶宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第七
，verse seven，
第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。第八节
，verse eight，
四活物各有六个翅膀。遍体内外都满了眼睛，他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。”在这边讲到提到了有四个活物。
These verses talks about the four living creatures.
第一个像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
So the first was like a lion, the second was like an ox, the third was like the face of a man, and the fourth one was like a flying eagle.
这个可以指的是教会的工人。
And these refers to the workers in church.
也是可以指着我们各位弟兄姐妹。
And it also refers to every one of us.
那也是可以指着主耶稣。
And it also refers to Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣在福音书当中的描述可以从这四个角度来观看。
So the books of gospel, you could describe Jesus Christ from the perspective of these four animals. Four living creatures.
主耶稣一位。
And we have one Christ.
但是从不同的角度你可以看到他不同的一面。
But you could study it from these different perspectives.
马太福音所讲的是犹太支派中的狮子，大卫的根，大卫的子孙，就是作王的主耶稣。
So from the book of Matthew, it talks about the lion from Judah, which refers to Christ.
马可福音所提到的，就是做仆人的主耶稣，好像牛一样，是仆人。
So the book of Mark talks from the perspective of being a servant like an ox.
好，那路加福音所讲到的就是人子耶稣，他是一个完全的人。
And Luke talks about the Son of Man, which refers to completeness like a man.
那第四个飞鹰所代表的就是神的救恩。神只有神才能够拯救人。那在约翰福音所代表的所介绍的耶稣就是独一真神。
So when the book of John, when it introduces Christ, it's the one true God, like an eagle that brings salvation.
我们已经学习了马太福音里面耶稣作为君王。
So in the Matthew, where you learn that Christ is the king.
我们要让主耶稣来到我们的心中作王。
So we want to invite Christ to become king in our hearts.
不要容罪继续在我们心中作王。
So we should not allow sin to become king in our hearts.
主耶稣他是王。
So Christ is the king.
从旧约开始，神就是以色列百姓选民的王。
So from the Old Testament, Christ is God is already their king.
虽然他为以色列百姓立了人的王。
And even though God has ordained a king for the Israelites.
但是这个不是神的旨意。
But this is not according to God's will.
我们请看何西阿书。
Let's book a Hosea.
何西阿书。第十三章。
Hosea chapter 13.
何西阿书第十三章。
Hosea chapter 13.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
何西阿书十三章第十一节。
Hosea chapter 13 verse 11。
好，我在怒气中将王赐你，又在烈怒中将王废去。
11 verse 11. I have given you a king in my anger, and I have taken away in my wrath.
以色列人要立王的这件事情惹怒了神。
When the Israelites wanted a king, it angered God.
因为他们曾说这个就是你们不要我做王啊。
Because this is same as saying that they don't want God as king.
其实你们已经有王了。
Actually, they already have a king.
就是真神。
It's the true God.
所以神在怒气中将王给他们，但是在烈怒中又将王废去。
Because God had given them a king in His anger, He had also taken away in His wrath.
因为主要亲自做我们的王。
Because God wants to be our only king.
所以在教会里面，我们不可以有任何人要做王啊。
So in church, we cannot have anyone who is the king.
要做众人的王，这是不行的。
And to become the king of the congregation is wrong.
我们在教会里面只有一个王。
Because in church, there's only one king.
就是主耶稣。
And that is Christ.
他就是我们教会中的王。
And he is the God of our church.
他就是我们心中的王。
And he is the God of our heart.
他要在我们心中掌管我们的生命。
And that he will control us through our hearts.
在他的带领之下，我们要前进，迈向永生。
And that under his guidance, we'll go forward towards salvation.
所以在马太福音里面，主耶稣是王啊，这一个角度非常的清楚。
So in the book of Matthew, it's clearly stated that Christ is the king.
那马可福音讲到了主耶稣是牛，是仆人。
So in the book of Mark, it described Christ as the ox, as the servant.
我们请看哥林多前书啊。
Listen to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书九章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
九章九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9.
哥林多前书九章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9.
就如摩西的律法记着说，牛在场上踹鼓的时候，不可笼住它的嘴。难道神所挂念的是牛吗？第十节。
Verse 10.
不全是为我们说的吗？分明是为我们说的，因为耕种的当存着指望去耕种。打场的也当存得粮的指望去打场。好，在这边保罗说，神在讲说牛其实指的就是他的仆人。
No, here Paul is saying that the ox refers to his servants.
所以说保罗也把自己当做的是牛啊，是神的仆人。
So Paul considered himself as a servant, as a, like an ox.
好，所以在马可福音里面所介绍的耶稣就是仆人耶稣。
So in the book of Mark, introduced Christ as a servant.
那我们从旧约以赛亚书，我们也查考了仆人之歌。
So in from the book of Isaiah, already stood the psalm of a servant.
就是指着神的仆人耶稣基督来到世上所要做的事情，还有很重要所要受的苦。
You know, and it talks about Christ coming down to earth and the sufferings that he has to endure.
所以保罗说，什么是耶稣的仆人？
So what does it mean to be servant of Christ?
他们是耶稣的仆人。我说句狂话，我更是。
That when Paul has said that they are the servant of God, but I can boast that I am even more of a servant than
them. 为什么保罗更是？
And why is Paul a more of a servant than them?
因为他领受的启示比较大吗？
Is it because he received more revelations?
因为他写的书信比较多吗？所以我更是。
Is it because he wrote more books?
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十一章啊。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
11章的23节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
哥林多后书11章23节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是。我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。
Verse 23, are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I'm talking like a madman with far greater labors, far more imprisonments and countless beatings and often near death.
保罗说，我更是基督的仆人。
Here it says that Paul is a better servant.
因为我比他们多受劳苦。
Because he suffered more than them.
所以在马可福音里面我们看耶稣的时候。
So when we study Christ from the book of Mark.
马可福音对耶稣的受难周有一个最详细的描述。
So in the book of Mark, it has a better description of the suffering of Christ.
It's passion of Christ.
The passion of Christ.
所以耶稣为我们受苦。
So Christ has suffered for us.
他做仆人。
And he is a servant.
耶稣所显露出来的这些是给我们做榜样。
So Christ has set an example for us.
教导我们。
And to teach us.
我们今天也要做主的仆人。
That we need to be the servant of God.
不是多洗碗多讲道就是主的仆人了。
Doesn't mean that you need to wash more dishes or give more sermons.
而是怎么样？
What does it mean to be a servant?
而是要为主多受苦。
And it's to suffer for Christ.
要敬虔度日的人一定会受到逼迫。
And that if you want to be fervent, that you'll face persecutions.
在这个信仰的路上一定要受苦。
And that in our spiritual journey, we'll endure sufferings.
也一定会受苦。
And we'll probably end up suffering.
我们不要怕受苦。
That don't be afraid of suffering.
我们在非洲啊，有一些地，有去年啊，有一个地方有两个弟兄受洗了。
And last year in Africa, there's two brothers that were baptized.
好，那这两个弟兄呢？其实他们是从不同的村庄啊，一起来听福音的。当传道过去的时候
，When I was in Africa, these two brothers was from two different villages.
哦，是另外一个传道了哈，传道。
There's another pastor was there.
好，他是一个叫 Youngson， 一个叫 Bernard。
So the name of these brothers, one of them was Youngson, the other one was Bernard.
他们本来之前对互相不是很认识，因为他们在不同的村庄。
In the beginning, they didn't know each other because they come from two different villages.
好，那借着福音啊，他们更加认识，受洗了，是一家人了。
And so after they received the truth and were baptized, they become like one family.
啊，所以他们就说，哎，我们现在既然受洗了，算是一家人了，那我们啊住的这么远，我们有时候也要互相的来访，要沟通。
They're saying that since we're baptized and now we're like one family, we live so far away that we need to communicate and stay in touch.
哦，那杨婶他是做一个村长，那他就跟 Bernard 说 ，Bernard， 来我们家，我们你要过来我们这边。
Okay, so Youngson, he's a village chief leader, so he invited Bernard to come over.
好，那 Bernard 就去了，那他们就有聚会啊，就有团契。
So Bernard went and they have fellowship and they have service.
好，那下次杨婶说，哎，那我要去你那边，我们要有来往吗？
So Young said, oh, next time I'll come over to your village so that this way we'll stay in touch.
好，那下一次杨婶去找这个 Bernard 的时候，
So when Youngson looks for Bernard,
结果在找，哎，这个人在哪里？ Bernard 这个他到他的村庄了。
So he came to, so Youngson went to Bernard's village and started looking for Bernard and wondered where he was.
Bernard 怎么跑到他们村庄的救济中心去了？救济就是好像那种 civil 那种救济啊，refuge center 的那种。
So I went and realized Bernard was in a refuge center.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why is that?
其实本来在那个村庄，他已经住在那边一阵子，有自己的房子，又有一片自己的土地耕种。
So Bernard was in that village for some time. Now he has his own house and some land where he farms.
但是他自从接受了真耶稣教会的福音之后
，So after he believed in Christ，
接受了这个真理之后
，and received the truth，
受洗得圣灵之后
，and received the baptism and
the Holy Spirit， 他为神有热心要在他的村庄传福音呢
？And that he was passionate and started preaching in the
village. 在他的村庄里面是分成两派
，and that there's two divisions inside the village.
一个是安息日会
，and one of them was a seven-day Adventist.
没错，然后另外一个是灵恩派的教会 ，Pentecostal.
And the other division was Pentecostal church.
那他真耶稣教会的真理有什么？有我们守安息日啊。
So the since the TJC keeps the Sabbath.
又有圣灵啊。
And also have the Holy Spirit.
你可能会想说，一定两边都吃香。
So you think that maybe then it's great because he'll fit in both divisions.
刚好相反。
But the result was the opposite.
不接受真理就是不接受真理。
And that if you don't accept the truth, then they don't accept the truth.
所以他两边的人都反对他。
So both parties they ostracize him.
甚至要把他赶出去。
So they want to remove him from the village.
他心里，我一定很不平嘛。
So of course he feels very uneasy.
这是我辛苦这些地我辛苦劳作了这么多年。
He must have thought to himself, I worked so hard on these fields for all these years.
但是就是被赶出去了。
But he was removed.
为了道理的缘故。
And for the sake of the gospel.
所以Youngson找到他的时候，发现说，怎么跑到救济中心去了？
So when Youngson found out that Bernard was in a refuge camp.
那Youngson就跟他说。
So Youngson told him.
兄弟啊。
The brother.
你如果信得过我。
That if you believe me,
你有到过我的村庄看过
？If you've been to my village,
你来我的村庄，那我一块地给你，那你可以盖房子再种田。
Then you could come to my village and dwell there, and I'll give you a piece of land for you to farm.
所以 Bernard 就带着他的太太和六个小孩就过去了。
So Bernard brought his wife and six children back to Youngson's village.
好，所以我们。去年的时候他们受洗嘛，今年的时候我们去的时候就在Youngson的村庄找到了这两户。
So this year, so when we visited in Youngson's village, we met up with both of them.
本来只有他们家里的男主人受洗。
Originally, only the male and the family were baptized.
那今年去的时候他的太太小孩有一些也受洗了。
But this year, when we came, both the wives and some of the children were baptized.
所以。这个福音啊，为了福音是要吃苦的。
So for the sake of the gospel, we might endure some hardships.
还有另外一个弟兄。
And another brother.
他领受了这个福音之后。
And after he received the gospel.
领得到了圣灵之后。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
他确信这个福音是真的。
And he believed that this gospel is true.
但是他的家里的人不信。
But his family members does not believe.
他在家里晚上在祷告。
And when he was praying at night.
他的太太过来
哦 ，his wife came over，
一巴掌把他打下去
，and smacked him。
他说：“这么晚了还在吵，孩子要睡了。
”And the wife rebuked him and said, "Why are you still making so much noise? The kids need to sleep."
这个弟兄知道为什么他太太会打他
，and this brother know that why would his wife smack him？
他心里面知道这个是一个属灵的征战
，and he know that this is a spiritual battle。
他没有起来跟太太打架
，so he didn't get up and retaliate。
他忍耐。
So he just kept it to himself.
为耶稣的缘故做仆人吃苦。
So for the sake of Christ, he became like a servant. He was willing to endure these hardships.
所以我们今天来教会。
So today when we come to church,
我们不要比较说，哎呀，你买了什么包包。
So we shouldn't come to church and compare. Hey, what bag did you buy today?
你这个礼拜有没有哪里拍卖可以买到什么比较好的东西
？This week on what's on sale?
我们不要来到教会都是讲这些。
Let's not come to church and just merely discuss these things.
你要比较，我这个礼拜为主吃这个苦。
And shouldn't come to church and compare each sufferings with each other.
你这个礼拜为主吃了什么苦
？And that what did you suffer for Christ this week?
我们前天讲了嘛，在讲这个地方的时候。
So this a few days ago when we spoke about this.
以后到天国。
That when we go to heaven.
彼得约翰、雅各、保罗，他们为主吃了这么多苦。
And when we go to heaven, we have Peter, John, and Peter who suffer a lot
for Christ.
And they've strived very hard to go to
heaven's kingdom. And
today, even today, a lot of true TJC members suffer a lot.
脸上被打了巴掌,
and that they've been beaten.
被赶出去,
and they were kicked out of the home.
家业被抢了,
and that their inheritance was taken away.
他们忍耐,
but for the sake of Christ, they're willing to endure.
他们在天国里面,
and now they're in heaven.
那我们说, 我不要吃苦,
but if you have this mentality that I don't want to suffer, but I want to be with them in heaven.
好意思吗?
Is that fair?
你进去站在那边,
if you go to heaven, you stand next to them.
每个都是边伤打伤吃很多苦,
and then you stand right next to them, you see all these scars that bore for Christ, and you're just standing there. You don't have any blemish.
不会这样子的.
It's not, can't be this way.
要进去天国, 要做主的仆人,
and that if you want to be the servant of Christ, you need to be willing to suffer.
所以守安息日就是守安息日.
So you need to keep the Sabbath.
为了神少赚一点钱没关系.
But for the sake of Christ, you make a little less money.
我们每一个人都可能吃的苦不一样.
And then maybe everyone, our sufferings are different.
但是我们一定有吃苦的地方.
But we all probably endure some sufferings.
当我们遇到的时候,
and when we face them,
我们要想想主耶稣的苦.
That we need to think about the suffering of Christ.
我们要想想前面古圣徒他们所吃的苦.
That we need to think about the sufferings that the saints have endured.
我们想想我们身边弟兄姐妹也愿意吃苦.
And that we need to think that the brothers and sisters around us are willing to endure suffering. And how come then so we need to accept these sufferings also?
好,
okay, let's continue to Luke.
路加福音所讲到的是, 所看的这个角度是人的角度。
So the book of Luke studies Christ from the perspective of man.
对，所以主耶稣是完全人。
So Christ is a complete man.
好，所以我们从路加福音四章这边有讲到耶稣的家谱啊，第三章啊。
So in Luke chapter 3 talks about the genealogy of Christ.
好，那这个家谱跟马太福音的不一样。
So this genealogy is different from the book of Matthew.
马太福音我们之前说过了，那个是王的家谱。
And we spoke earlier that the genealogy of Matthew is the genealogy of the kings.
从亚伯拉罕开始。
It starts from Abraham.
因为神说你要成为大国。
Because God has promised Abraham that he'll become a great.
接下去有那个 great nation kingdom 哈，不好意思，那接下去有那个有大卫。
Then next we have David.
然后再来都是王的系统。
And then after David, we have series of kings.
因为神要大卫的子孙永远做王，那指的其实就是主耶稣。
And Christ has promised David that his descendants will be king forever, which refers to Christ.
所以说在马太福音所看到的是一个君王的家谱。
So in the Matthew, we see the genealogy of the kings.
照着神的应许。
According to the will of God.
那在路加福音呢？
So in Luke,
看到的是一个人的。 人的一个来源呢？
So from the in Luke we talk about the origin of man.
所以从主耶稣开始，他一直往上推。
So from Christ it goes backwards.
一直到哪里？
So where does it end?
38节。
In verse 38.
到亚当。
To Adam.
然后亚当是什么？ 神的儿子。
And that Adam is a son of God.
所以这个讲到的是哪里？ 这个讲到的记者这边所强调的是人的由来。
So the genealogy here talks about the origin of man.
神从亚当是神所造的。
So Adam was created by God.
那接下来的亚当生的这都是人。
So from the descendants of Adam are all men.
好，所以路加福音所看的是主耶稣是一个人。
So Luke described Christ as a man.
好，如果从第 二章的21节。
So from chapter 2, verse 21.
这边有特别说到成胎。
21节。 It talks about conceiving the womb.
好，那一章的42节。
So in chapter 1, verse 42.
一章的四十二节说怀胎。
So it says bear children.
对，然后二章的第五节。
In chapter 2, verse 5.
身孕已重。
And that to be betrothed.
好像英文没有，就是 pregnant 啦，就是 ready to give birth 这样子。
Okay, pregnant.
所以说主耶稣成长的过程，路加福音他描述的非常的详细啊。
So over here, you could Luke describe these in detail.
成胎、怀胎、身孕重、生下来。
And that from pregnancy to birth.
然后成长一直到十二岁，然后再一直长大到三十岁，这个都记载的，好像一个人正常的长大。
So Luke records the natural growth of man from birth to age of 12 and onwards.
在历史里面实在有主耶稣这一个人。
So in history there is an actual person named Jesus Christ.
而且他是一个真正的人。
And he's a real human being.
有血肉之体。
And he come like flesh.
有个问题啊。
And there, now there's a question.
主耶稣的血肉之体，他是圣灵怀孕生的。
So he came from the Holy Spirit.
好 ，conceived by the Holy Spirit.
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
他是没有罪的。
And he has no sin.
但是他的肉体到底跟我们的肉体不一样啊
？So his flesh is probably different from ours.
对啊，这个是一个问题哈，问句一不一样。
So this is a question. Is his flesh same as ours?
一不一样？我们来看希伯来书哈。
What's in the book of Hebrews?
希伯来书的第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
二章的十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
希伯来书二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Verse 14, since therefore children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partake of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil.
所以说儿女有血肉之体。
So we know that children we share in the flesh and blood.
他说照样亲自，如果英文说是一样的照样，就是一样的血肉之体。
So likewise, Christ partake of the same nature.
所以主耶稣他是完全的人，他有血有肉，像我们一样，就是他的儿女。
So Christ is like us; he has flesh and blood, just like us.
不是百分之九十一样哦。
So it's not that he's 90% similar.
也不是百分之九十九一样哦。
So it's not that he's 99%.
这边说一样就是一样，照样就是照样。
So here I said that Christ is likewise partake of the same nature as us.
儿女有什么样子的血肉之体
？And what kind of flesh and blood does a children have?
神就照样成了这样子的血肉之体。
And that Christ become like man, just share that sharing the same nature.
所以在路加福音里面
，So in the book of Luke,
我们看到。从他的长大，这个是一个证明，说他一样有血肉之体。
So in the book of Luke, we see the process, the cycle of life.
他的生量也会长高，他也会慢慢的长高，长高，长高。
That he's like any one of us, he grew up slowly.
然后到十二岁，然后到三十岁。
So from 12 to 13, just like us.
他跟人正常人一样啊，肚子会饿。
So he's just similar to human beings. He gets hungry.
也是要吃喝。
And that he eats and drinks.
那他也是跟人一样会伤痛。
And just like human being, he gets hurt.
我们看路加福音的二十二章。
Listen to Luke chapter 22.
路加福音的二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
路加福音二十二章四十四节。耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点滴在地上。二十二章的四十四节。
Okay, verse Verse 44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then he sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
好，谢谢。主耶稣极其伤痛啊 ，being in agony.
So Christ was in agony.
因为他是人完全的人啊。
So he's completely like a man.
伤痛。
That he's in great agony.
哦，所以他身体会痛。
That he has pain in his flesh.
心灵也会痛啊。
That he also endures heart pain in his heart.
他也是会感受到压力啊。
So he also feels pressure.
所以他是极其的伤痛。
So we can tell that here records he's in great agony.
也是会哭啊。
That he cries.
他看到耶路撒冷城为耶路撒冷哭啊。
That when he saw Jerusalem, he cried for Jerusalem.
他看到拉撒路死了，这旁边的人这么伤心，他也是流眼泪哭了。
And when he saw that Lazarus was dead and everyone around them was mourning, he also mourned.
因为他自己也是会伤痛。
Because he himself also feels,
所以他可以怜悯你的伤痛。
And for this, he had compassion.
他可以了解你的伤痛。
And he could also understand your feelings.
我们看路加福音七章。
Into Luke chapter 7.
路加福音七章第十三节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 13.
路加福音七章十三节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 13.
主看见那寡妇，就怜悯她，对她说：“不要哭。”
Verse 13. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, said to her, "Do not weep."
这个寡妇很可怜啊。
So this widow was very pitiful.
寡妇就是没有先生做依靠了。
So because she's a widow, she has no husband to rely on.
那她有一个儿子。
And she has a son.
这个儿子是她。独生的儿子
and she has a one and only son.
结果这个儿子死了
and his son was dying.
那所以城里面的人都陪伴他，想要安慰他。
So the people around her was trying to comfort her.
这个寡妇边走边哭啊。
And as this widow was crying and walking.
主耶稣看到他。
And when Christ saw her,
主耶稣怜悯她。
That Christ had compassion on her.
主耶稣跟她说不要哭。
And Christ told her, "Do not cry."
主耶稣能不能够体会她的心呢？
So could Christ understand her feelings?
主耶稣这个时候不是天上高高在上的神，他是一个人呢。
So Christ is not just a God all the way out in heaven. He's actually a human being.
他了解这位母亲她的心痛啊。
So he understands the suffering of this widow.
他一样也是会痛，他一样也是有哭过啊。
So he also feels a pain and he also wept.
所以他了解这位母亲的哭。
So he understands how the suffering of this widow.
怜悯她。
And had compassion on her.
跟这位母亲说不要哭。
And told her do not cry.
好，然后在这边，他吩咐这个少年人起来。
So he commanded the young man to arise.
那个死人就坐起来说话，那耶稣便把这个儿子交还给他的母亲。
So the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Christ gave it to his mother.
好，但是这边我们看到的一个重点是，耶稣因为他是人，他有做人完全的人，所以他明白也了解你和我的伤痛。
So because Christ is a complete man, we can tell from this story that he understands and has compassion on our feelings.
所以在希伯来书里面说到说，我们这个主耶稣这个大祭司，他并非不能够体恤我们的软弱。
So we don't have a high priest who cannot understand us.
我们看希伯来书的四章哈。
Turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
四章第十。十四节哈。
So Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11.
和十五节。
And verse 15.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。十五。
Verse 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱， 他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。哦，所以今天当我们很苦的时候
，Today, so when we face the sufferings,
我们有时候想说，哎呀，主耶稣，你怎么给我这么苦
？And we might feel, to, we might think to ourselves, why did Christ allow us to suffer?
你到底知不知道我这个什么苦
？Do you understand my suffering?
主耶稣说，我知道。
And Christ understands.
我受的苦还比你更多。
And that my sufferings are even greater than yours.
这些给你的苦
，that the sufferings I've given to you,
一定是你能够承担的。
It's not unbearable for you.
甚至主耶稣跟我们一起承担
，and that Christ will bear our sufferings with us.
陪在我们的身边
，and be next to us.
他已经战胜了
，and that Christ has already overcame.
他已经忍受了
，and that he already endured it.
所以如果我们能够了解这一点的话
，so if we could understand this,
我们发现我们并不孤单呢
，and that we won't feel so lonely.
我们有主耶稣，他已经走在前面，都已经承受过这些苦了。
And that Christ has walked in front of us already and overcame these sufferings.
他已经背起他的十字架了。
He already carried his cross.
这个苦杯他已经喝了。
That he already drank the bitter cup.
我们也要喝。
So we need to drink it also.
我们也要背这个十字架。
So we also need to carry this cross.
这个背十字架跟从主也是路加福音里面的一个主题啊。
So this is another theme in the book of Luke, to carry your own cross.
那主耶稣他是一个完全的人
，So Christ is a complete man.
所以他在世上给我们做模范。
So because he set example for us.
既然是一个人
，Even though he's a human being,
他也是要学习。
That he needs to learn.
好，所以主耶稣，你看他在十二岁的时候就到殿里面，一面听一面问。
So we know that from the Bible, at the age of 12, he was already learning and asking a lot of questions in the temple.
希伯来书的五章哈
，in Hebrews chapter 5,
第七节
，verse 7,
到第九节
，the 7-9,
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了。应允第八节
Verse 8,
他虽然为儿子还是因所受的苦难学了顺从第九
Verse 9,
他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源好在这边说到耶稣在肉体的时候大声哀哭
So Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 it said that in his flesh Christ offered up Prayer is cries and tears.
祷告求恳求天上的主啊
And that were his prayers and his supplication to the one who was able to deliver him.
这个是主给我们做的一个模范
And this is an example that Christ has set for us.
让我们知道我们有苦有难的时候依靠神
That in our sufferings we need to rely on God.
哦，所以耶稣在路加福音里面的祷告生活非常的丰盛
So we could tell that God that Christ had an abundant prayer life.
五章十六节到旷野祷告。
In chapter 5 verse 6, he prayed in the wilderness.
六章十二节上山整夜祷告。
And in chapter 6, he went up to the mountain to pray.
九章十八节他自己一个人祷告。
In chapter 9 verse 8, he prayed by himself.
九章二十八节他带人一起祷告。
In chapter 9 verse 28, he prayed with his disciples.
二十二章四十一节他到客西马尼园祷告。
In chapter 24, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣一生当中，在他所记载在路加福音里面，特别提到他很多的祷告。
So throughout the life of Christ, we could see that he prayed frequently.
因为人有软弱。
Because as human being, we have.
但是人要怎么刚强
？But how do we become strong again?
不是靠着自己的意志力。
It's not through our own strength.
而是要学会倚靠神。
We learn to rely on God.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
That with men, with God, all things are possible.
所以主耶稣他很苦
，so Christ suffered a lot.
但是他会祷告
，but he learned to pray.
我们今天苦不苦
？Today, do we face suffering?
如果我们愿意做仆人，我们也要苦。
And if we want to be servants, then we need to be willing to suffer.
但是我们不要怕苦
，don't be afraid of
suffering. 苦的时候可以祷告。
And that in our sufferings we need to pray.
而且这个苦是对我们好的。
And that this suffering is beneficial to us.
第八节，虽然为儿子，但是还是因为所受的苦难学了顺从。
And that through our sufferings, we learn to be obedient.
今天为什么我们不顺从?
And today, how come we're not obedient?
为什么我们不谦卑?
Why aren't we humble?
因为我们怕吃苦。
Because we're afraid of suffering.
我们不愿意吃苦。
And that we don't want to suffer.
前面有苦,哎呀,算了,我等一下好了。
That there is suffering, so let's hold on.
我再休息片刻。
Let me just relax.
躺卧片刻。
And just lie there.
手再撑一下。
And let me just relax a little bit.
我不想要吃苦、啊、
that I don't want to suffer.
所以你也不，所以我也不会，我也不会谦卑就是了。
And for this reason, we're not humble.
因为你不吃苦，不会谦卑的。
Because if you don't suffer, then you won't be humble.
连主耶稣为儿子，还是因为所受的苦难，学了顺从谦卑。
So he learned obedience to what he suffered.
所以主耶稣他是一个完全的人。
And because of this, he's a complete man.
那他也要我们做。像他这样子的人
and Christ wants us to be like him.
愿意吃苦
be willing to suffer,
学会顺服
and learn to be obedient.
愿意祷告灵修
and to learn to pray and to cultivate ourselves.
靠着神的力量克服我们心中的软弱
and that through the power of Christ, we overcome our weaknesses.
好，我们同心默祷
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息十分钟，十一点半再开始。
10-minute break. We'll resume at 10:30. 11:30. 谢谢。